Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, They Left Us Everything. A memoir by Plum Johnson is a compassionate, sharply observed account of what happens after parents die and adult children are left to reckon with the physical and emotional remains of a family life. Centered on the clearing of the Johnson family home, the memoir turns a familiar task into an exploration of inheritance in its broadest sense, objects, money, stories, habits, and unspoken expectations. As Johnson and her siblings confront rooms packed with decades of possessions, they also confront the ways memory is triggered by ordinary things and the ways family roles harden or shift under pressure. The narrative blends humor and tenderness with a clear-eyed look at grief, responsibility, and the complexity of loving people who were not always easy to understand. Without preaching, Johnson invites readers to consider what we keep, what we discard, and what we pass on, making the book both a personal story and a quietly universal reflection on home and loss. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the house as an archive of a life. A central idea in the memoir is that a family home functions like an archive, storing evidence of daily routines, aspirations, and compromises. As Johnson begins sorting through closets, drawers, and forgotten corners, the accumulation of objects becomes a map of her parents' lives, what they valued, what they feared wasting, what they saved for later, and what they could not bear to throw away. The book shows how possessions are rarely just things. A chipped dish can recall a holiday argument, a stack of papers can point to financial anxieties, and a well-worn tool can suggest pride in self-reliance. Johnson treats the house as a narrative space, where each room holds a different chapter, and where the physical weight of stuff mirrors the emotional weight of family history. This approach reframes decluttering from a practical chore into an act of interpretation. Readers see how deciding what to keep is also deciding which stories to carry forward, and how letting go can feel like both relief and betrayal. Secondly, sibling dynamics under the stress of sorting, the memoir highlights how grief and logistics can intensify long-standing sibling roles. Clearing an estate demands decisions, division of labor, and negotiations over value, all while emotions are raw. Johnson depicts how adult siblings can revert to old patterns, the organizer, the mediator, the one who withdraws, the one who insists on fairness. At the same time, the process can also create new alliances and unexpected tenderness as they realize each person is mourning a different version of the same parents. Practical questions like who takes which furniture or who manages the paperwork carry deeper meanings about recognition, gratitude, and perceived favoritism. The book illustrates that inheritance is not only about money or heirlooms, but also about identity and belonging. By focusing on conversations, disagreements, and moments of shared laughter, Johnson shows the reader that family conflict in these moments is often a form of love colliding with fatigue and fear. The result is a nuanced portrait of how siblings can both wound and support each other while trying to close a chapter together. Thirdly, grief expressed through objects and rituals. Rather than presenting grief as a single emotional wave, Johnson portrays it as something that arrives in fragments, often triggered by mundane discoveries. A familiar smell in a drawer, a handwritten note, or a piece of clothing can instantly collapse time, bringing back a voice or a gesture. The memoir suggests that mourning is frequently mediated through objects, because objects provide something concrete when feelings are difficult to name. Sorting becomes a ritual with its own rhythm: keep, toss, donate, argue, pause, remember. Johnson captures how these repeated actions can create a sense of control at a moment when life feels unstable. She also shows the strange intimacy of handling a parent's belongings, a task that can feel intrusive and yet unavoidable. The book examines how people create private ceremonies of farewell, setting aside meaningful items, sharing stories around a find, or preserving a small artifact as proof that a relationship existed. Through this lens, the reader sees that decluttering is not only disposal, but also a form of mourning work that helps transform loss into a livable memory. Fourthly, the burden and meaning of what we leave behind. A major theme is the double-edged nature of inheritance. On one hand, what parents leave behind can feel like a gift of continuity, a tangible link to family history. On the other, it can become a burden that transfers unresolved choices and postponed decisions to the next generation. Johnson explores how accumulation may come from thrift, scarcity, habit, or emotional attachment, and how those motivations make the leftovers morally complicated. Throwing things away can feel like discarding love, yet keeping everything can freeze a family in the past. The memoir invites readers to consider the ethical questions embedded in ordinary stuff. Who bears the cost of storage and sorting, what counts as meaningful, and how consumer culture encourages excess that someone else must one day manage. By showing the labor involved in emptying a full home, Johnson makes a quiet argument for intentional living now. The topic resonates beyond memoir because it touches on estate planning, downsizing, and the emotional ecology of possessions. It pushes readers to ask what kind of legacy they want to create, one that nourishes or one that overwhelms. Lastly, finding humor and humanity in a difficult transition. Even as it addresses death and family tension, the memoir makes space for humor, which becomes a tool for survival rather than avoidance. Johnson notices the absurdity that can surface when a lifetime of belongings is revealed in all its randomness, mismatched collections, outdated gadgets, and items saved for reasons no one can reconstruct. These moments offer the reader relief, but they also show how laughter can restore perspective when grief threatens to narrow life to a single sad point. The book emphasizes the humanity of parents as complicated individuals with quirks, blind spots, and contradictions. By allowing affectionate comedy to coexist with sorrow, Johnson avoids sentimentalizing either her parents or her siblings. She suggests that a family can honor the dead without turning them into saints and can confront painful memories without being consumed by them. This balance helps the memoir speak to a broad audience, anyone who has faced caregiving, end-of-life transitions, or the daunting task of clearing a home will recognize the mix of exhaustion, love, irritation, and gratitude that defines the experience. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who have lost a parent, anticipate managing an estate, or feel overwhelmed by the possessions that accumulate over a lifetime. It will also resonate with anyone interested in family dynamics, memory, and the quiet psychology of stuff. Johnson's memoir benefits a reader's life by offering a realistic emotional roadmap for a task many people dread, sorting what remains while trying to keep relationships intact. It encourages reflection on what we keep in our own homes, how we attach meaning to objects, and how small practical choices today can spare loved ones' confusion and stress later. Compared with many books about decluttering or grief, its strength is that it does not treat the problem as purely organizational or purely therapeutic. Instead, it shows how logistics, love, money, and memory intersect in real time, with humor and compassion rather than formulas. That blend makes it worth buying. You get a moving personal story and a set of lived insights that can quietly change how you plan, how you talk with family, and how you define what truly matters to pass on. If you would like to support Plum Johnson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.